Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 4:32. An Indianapolis law firm has filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of all victims of the Indiana State Fair stage collapse. The lawsuit claims the state of Indiana and companies who were hired to set up the stage were negligent and did not ensure the stage was safe. The law firm says they're donating their services. People in central Indiana now have a chance to be part of a study that the American Cancer Society says could help researchers know more about what causes cancers and how to prevent it. The study is focusing on places like Indianapolis to enroll 300,000 people by the time it gets underway in October. Linda Wilgus chairs the enrollment program for central Indiana.
God forbid, should you have to check a box that you've been diagnosed with cancer, what it will do is harness all the information you've given it, compare it to other people that have been diagnosed with the same cancer, and then see if there isn't some commonalities there that they can give to researchers to explore more.
Participants will have to be 30 to 65 years old and have never been diagnosed with cancer and willing to fill out an annual survey for the rest of their lives. Today, Indiana House Speaker Brian Bosma publicly urged Representative Phil Hinkle to resign amid allegations he tried to arrange a sexual rendezvous with an 18-year-old. If Hinkle decides to resign, a group of Republican insiders will choose his replacement. Secretary of State Office Elections Division's co-chair Brad King says if that happens, the search could begin immediately.
A caucus to fill the vacant seat may be held in advance so long as the written resignation is on file.
Hinkle issued a statement today saying he plans to serve out his term and then not run for re-election next year. Right now, cloudy and 86 degrees for WFYI News.